It was absolutely fantastic. Like, words can't describe it, but it was a great experience, and the crowds was just unbelievable.
The atmosphere must have been amazing. What was the Athletes Village like, for a start?
The Athletes Village was really done to perfection. There wasn't one thing that was really wrong about it, or you could have wished was better. But it was interesting how well you got on with different teams. Like, you had the whole pin badge trading, which became a bit of geek at. They did a thing where you had to get a photo with one team member from every country, which was really, really interesting. And it made it really, really good fun, like, especially for the food dining hall to be like, hey, can we have a photo?
And you're the youngest member of the team, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 17.
What's it like since you've been back at school?
Yeah, it's crazy. To balance education and to do performance at school and to train after straight away. And I literally come home and have food on the go on the way to training. But it's one of those things that I've started from a very early age. I do a lot of homework on the car journeys on the way to training and stuff like that. So something I've been pretty used to early on.
So are you pretty strict on your daily routine and your daily schedule?
Yeah, definitely. I'm always someone who would like to keep on top of my school, and I'm just in my second year of A-levels now, so it means more than anything to...
What A-levels do you do?
Biology, psychology, sports studies.
Can you talk us through what you do in the afternoon? I guess it's more school, is it?
I train every day now. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I do training with Sheffield Steelers. And then I would either do GB training or my individual training, so taking shots, like set shots that I would take, or do gym work, anything like that.
So does school let you out for the afternoon then? Do you do less school?
Yeah, I finish school on a normal day at 4 o'clock.
So you're doing a full school day?
Full school day.
Are you having to do...
Then have a bus home at 5.
Oh my God, so are you even excused from PE or anything? You're doing everything, then, full day school. And then you're training.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So what time does your training finish?
On Sundays it finishes at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
At night?
Yeah. So yesterday I finished at 9:45 and then travelled home. Got home at about 11:20, had a bath, ate food, went to bed, got up at 7.
What was the pressure like? I mean, I know one of the matches I watched, it was a really tough one, and I know your coach, you know, he really let rip at you, really, didn't he?
The pressure of the games is phenomenal. The fact that it's a home ground, you're sort of expected to perform. And roughly we wanted to come from 1 to 4 is where we could have positioned ourselves. So falling outside of that meant that the pressure was really on then to get 5th, 6th, and just didn't seem to work for us.
Is it that you come straight back from London and look ahead to Rio, or how does it work for you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm starting my GB training next week. And
they don't give you much of a break, do they?
No, but I suppose you've got to capitalise on the opportunity. We've got 4 years, which really isn't that long. Rio, I hope to be one of the starting 5 players for the team, and I think Rio will be more of my time than London was, so...
And do you think people's attitudes to disability have changed because of the Paralympics?
Yeah, definitely. I've noticed a lot more people have asked me. I went shopping with my sister in Medwall and people stopped and asked, oh, you've got one leg, how did it happen, blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't even in my GB kit or recognisable. I think they really showed aspects that you wouldn't know if unless you was disabled or was related to somebody disabled. So I think they've opened up people's eyes to it and realised it's not that scary, and actually you can do quite a lot with your life even if you are disabled. I think a lot of people thought it was easier if you was disabled, and it clearly shows not with how much we have to train and stuff and how many people are competing for that spot, and you've got to train to keep it.
You're presenting one of the Young Adventurers sessions. What's your advice to kids at primary school age who look at what you've achieved? What would you say to them?
Really, that anybody can do it. I was somebody who never tried sport, was not interested in sport, and ended up going to Bakewell Show, totally not interested in sport. And then there was a guy there with a false leg, fluorescent yellow, absolutely loved it, and was a bit cheeky and went to ask him about it. So go and ask people if they are disabled, how was they disabled, if that's what you're interested in. But I did it and found out he was an ex-Paralympian. Fell in love with the sport and have done it ever since and achieved pretty well at it. But I was rubbish at the start and couldn't hit my first basket for ages. So a lot of it was just to keep going at it, and I got so much enjoyment out of doing it purely by chance.